Okay, after that break, very interesting. Anybody who was in the breakfast show yesterday will be amazed when I tell you what I'm going to tell you now. Morning.
The recording of
yesterday. Yeah, there will be. I told my daughter a little bit when I got home last night what I spoke about. She says, I've touched something. I said, what are you talking about? She said, yesterday at 11:30 in the morning, the British government announced the appointment of a new minister. A new office has been opened. The Minister of Loneliness. Sal Habidi Dut. Anybody who was at the breakfast yesterday should have gone cold.
What happened?
Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
I get home last night. I tell my daughter what I spoke about a little bit. I see I've touched something. I said, what's going on? She says, yesterday at 11:30 in the morning, the British government announced the opening of a new ministerial position. Sal Habidi Dut, the Minister of Loneliness. I said, you're joking. She's not, Mum, I'm serious. They found it's one of the biggest problems they have today is people are lonely. They've appointed a Minister of Loneliness. And the Torah doesn't have anything to say about
loneliness, not lonely.
They got the wrong pick, yeah, because they don't have Torah. That's why they have a mess. Hashem, we have Torah, but we're only 0.5% of the world. But that 0.5% doesn't even know what they're doing. So it's a lot of mats of that's so posh. Anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about. The shame where we hold on. We're on Daf Resh Yud Aleph. In the Hebrew, in the French, and the Russian, I don't know. So we saw the Maisa, and at the Shoresh of this Maisa is really what we're talking about. You're recording, huh?
No, I found it.
Just, if you don't mind, okay, if you're not recording, you can put it away. But having this here also disturbs me, but what can I do? There's somebody else who has to the other chair, and you're going to thank them. So we saw the Maisa of the Balatanya, who really was an acknowledgement of, we don't really know what we're doing or where we're going because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, not me, and I'm totally dependent on him for everything. Okay. He's going to go back now and touch on Yishtadlis a bit. Let's see. HaKlal O'ila, what comes out of all of this, Shechai Imunah V'Betochen, when you're living Imunah V'Betochen, not when you're learning about it and talking about it and fooling yourself about it, you're actually living it. That's the only thing that's going to bring a person, it's the only guarantee that a person's going to have, that he's going to have a tranquil, calm existence. As the Chovas Lavava says, that's the whole story of a tochen. You feel secure, you feel well taken care of, therefore you're not worried. When a Jew walks with betochen and tmimus, yad beyad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hand in hand with Hashem, machshavosav v'tachniyosav mekabeles es ha'izun hanachon. Then all you thinking about and planning achieves some sense of balance, the correct balance. What's the balance we're looking for? Yodaya ki tafkido elishtadl. He knows he has a mission in this world. He has to do what he has to do. Pursue law media, not anything else. You do what you have to do, and that's where your responsibility ends. What's going to come to you is going to come to you no matter what. And what's not due to you, even if you'll turn the world upside down and inside out, if it's not due to you, you won't get it. That's our person who's living. Once again, we're describing an ideal here. We're not there. Who says I have to be there now? I'm just an apprentice. I just signed up for this. So I'm not there yet. But that's what we're searching for. That's what we're striving for. Must be 9:35. Right? Yeah. Okay, he's back. Hishtadlis Eidim O'ila Ela Muchreches. Again, those four or five words that bother us. His shtadlis doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. I mean, it does something, but not what you think it's doing. Elamukrokos, you have to do it. I have to do something that doesn't do anything, that doesn't sound like a very intelligent kind of usage of my talents. No, it does something. We've spoken about, but not what you think it's doing. The ishtadlis has a whole different meaning in and of itself. Even if it's not doing what you want it to do, the ishtadlis that you're doing for panasa has nothing to do with panasa, but it has meaning, it has relevance. Again, we're following this track of ease here. Many other ways of looking at it. But the primary motivation behind doing ishtadlis is to become a shem shemayim. That's what you're doing. What did Shimon ben Shetach do? You all heard of Shimon ben Shetach? He bought a donkey from an Arab. He brought the donkey home, and under the neck of the donkey, he found a very precious stone, a diamond, the Star of Africa, yeah? 72 carat diamond, or whatever. And he took it back to the Arab and said, I bought a donkey, not a diamond. Now, the halacha was what? He could keep it. Lechat chila. Midas chassidus even allowed him to keep it. But he took it back. What did the goy say? Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Sheta. What's Elokei got to do with this? Shimon ben Tzadik Tzadik. Say Baruch Shimon ben Sheta. No? That's the vote. Shimon ben Shetach, what he did was so transcendental. He was Magana Kodesh Baruch in the world. It was a Kiddush Hashem. He was Mefasim Hashem in the world, not Shimon ben Shetach. Yeah? You're a faint echo of what we said yesterday. You're listening to David HaMelech. He's pursuing his enemies. He's overtaking his enemies. He's destroying his enemies. And when you look at the whole event, what do you see? Hashem saying, Ani Oisekein, I did everything. David didn't do anything, but he did everything. Yeah, but when you look at him, you don't see David. You see the gilu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Okay, that's the nekudah. You're being mefasim Hashem in the world. How do you know exactly what area you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to be, Makadosh Shem Shemayim? If you had tzrochim shakodesh bochu, man's been loyal, depending on what Kodesh Bochu gives you, what needs you have. Keshechasor lo panasa, when he's lacking panasa, alav li ishtadl boifin mesuyam, and afasim al yadeikach, esaymuna boifin zeh. If panasa is your issue, then you have to be studying in the world of panasa and be makadosh Shem Shemayim and fasin Hashem in that world. Keshechasor b'riyos, when he's lacking, God forbid, health, then he has to, like we saw Rebbetzin Sarovsky. You remember Rebbetzin Sarovsky's encounter with the top professor in the world? Why did she know that she had to mishtadl there? Because she needed to have surgery. Why did she need surgery? She didn't contact her. No, she needed surgery so she could give some mutter to some over-arrogant doctor. Remember the story? Okay, fine. That's how you know where to be mishtadl, based on what your needs are. You're sitting in a meeting and you suddenly get terrible, terrible toothache. So you can't carry on the meeting. So you're making ishtadlis for panasa because you're having a business meeting. You have to stop the business meeting, go down to the dentist. What happened? Hey, toothache. Now in the middle of the meeting, this deal that I have. No, you're making ishtadlis there because that's where you needed to be in the Makadosh Shem Shemayim. And now she needs you to be in the Makadosh Shem Shemayim at the dentist. Yeah, you have to go to the dentist. There's something there that you need to mafas about the way that the Jew lives his life. That is too thick. I don't know what, but that's what it's about. One second. Come on, can't you show me chapes shidduch? For persons involved in shidduchim, I love lefas. Those are the three areas where we spend most of our shidduchim. So, panasa, health, and shidduchim. That's chinuch yeladim. That's what are the few. Have a look at the things you're davening for primarily. It's panasa, health, kids, shalom bayis, marriage. That's the most people have the same kind of areas of problems, but it's in different areas. It's different intensity. One guy's panasa is yoter pachot mesudar, Another guy's panos is not so you tap pochot mitzvah. Everyone's got his challenge every day. Yeah? You have to discover for yourself what it is. It's got to be mishtadl in that area. Now you have to, the way you're doing shidduchim, the way you're managing the shidduch has to be makar Hashem Shemayim and mefasim the imun and Hashem in that area. But derech zu kol ishtadlis mo'ile b'tchum lefasim Hashem Hashem b'fnei kol boi teivol. All the ishtadlis is being mefasim the reality of Hashem in the world. They look at you and they say, wow, look at that. There's Hashem in the world. How do you know? Well, look at the way he does, runs business. Look at the way he runs his business. Straight, honest, his word, he's reliable. Kiddush Hashem, etc., etc. You can make up your own examples. You can be, God forbid, a person in hospital, be Makar Hashem Shemayim, and you've been in hospital making the biggest deal in Hashem. We're doing Israeli in hospital that made doctors become frum, not trying to Makar of them, just by what they saw. It's what they saw, the way the person handled, the way the person behaved. It was a young couple where I live, Rahman al-San, they lost a child. The entire staff that was working with him, that was in hospital for a few weeks while this whole thing was going on there, said they'd never ever encountered people like that in their lives before. If that's what a Haredi is, then and I was wrong the whole time. The way they dealt with it, the chesed, the kindness, the calmness, they were losing a child, Rahman al-San. You know what? You can be excused for being a little bit, you know. The staff, the doctors, said they've never seen anything like it in their lives. That was the Kiddush Hashem there. Many stories. I don't know. You read Pesach Prod, one of these stories on every page. Okay. Be'etem lakach, kasha adam zoyche laha mikol ha'ashi shesoydes eilu b'nafsho. If a person, he'll work on it, he'll be zoyche to plant, to encompass into himself these foundations, everything you do, takes on a whole new meaning. Everything you're doing, every second of the day, you're involved in ishtadlus. And a person, that's what Hashem wants. 24 hours a day, a person is serving Hashem, doing actions and movements that Hashem wants him to do. You have two people standing in the bank, apparently doing exactly the same thing, and you can't compare the two events. There's a guy there cashing a check. There's another guy there who understands that he's cashing a check with me. He's made to go to the college because he has a mitzvah to support his family. And da 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 da. He's in the bank because he's been like, even a shim. Otherwise, why would you go to the bank? You need money? Did you know? It takes on a whole different. There's a shim round about everything you're doing. There's a shim somehow running in the background. The ma'isa kach achen chai anshe yibuna. People that are really holding you, let's see what they look like. The masters. Mesupa alechad migdeli Yisrael, ki yom echad huka l'sham sheva amalo. One of the gedoli Yisrael, chassidi shamay sefor, whatever you want. Hayoyim b'boi ke HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kesh m'meni ke chapes es na'le b'meshach reva sha. He told these shamas, Gaba, you know that Hashem asked me today to look for my shoes for 15 minutes. Interesting request from Hashem, yeah? When I had kids, they used to do that all the time. Yeah? Where are my shoes? Not my shoes. It's always one. They knew where one was. They couldn't find the other one. I used to take both my shoes off around about in the same room. So my kids take off their shoes in different moments. Interesting. Always found one shoe. The other one was... Anyway, so that's what he said. Hashem asked me today, requested that I'd look for shoes. And then he asked me to stop looking for them. So you understand, if you were the shamash, you would be a bit bewildered. Yeah? What's this Rebbe on about? Well, what were you talking about? He thought maybe the Rebbe was feeling a little bit the chotuv shema enu chash betov, or shema chasvil zikna kop tzolav. He thought maybe now he's getting a bit able-bottled, he's getting a bit old. Huh? When he started, when the Rebbe saw that the Shamash is not getting it, because none of us are getting it either, right? Let me explain to you. Kamti baboka v'lomatzati esnala. I got up this morning. I couldn't find my shoes. Hevanti kadosh baruch hu writes him about kish v'menish atan she'achapes al nalus. Understood that Hashem wants me to look for my shoes. That's my mission right there. Lacher rev shamatzati esnala. After 15 minutes, I found my shoes. V'shazu hevanti she'kadosh baruch hu rotzei she'afsik lechapes al nalus. Understood that Hashem wants me to stop looking for my shoes. We don't look at world like that. You don't look at life like that. I get up, I can't find my shoes. I have to find my shoes. I find my shoes. I understand that. I put on my shoes. Now I can go down and now I can start serving Hashem. No, he's with Hashem every second of the minute. If you can't find your shoes, why does Hashem not? Because he needs to. That's what Hashem wants you to do. Everything's been translated into my relationship with Hashem. Okay, that's some darga. I will try to find one little space to do that. Ain't Zumalitza, and that's not an exaggeration. Wow, okay. That's the MS of living with Ibona. Everything comes to a person from Shemayim, and it's with an exact calculation. Exact. Everything is perfectly. Not like Hashem slipped up or he forgot, or what are you doing now? I get a flat tire. Don't you understand? I'm in a hurry. I'm going to get to a meeting now. And it's raining? Come on, Hashem. Probably Hashem had some other stuff to do and he couldn't take care of me. No, I call him to you. When a Jew has the simona, he wants to drink a glass of water. He knows that just because he's going to pour himself a glass of water doesn't mean he'll drink the water. The water might spill. It could fall out of his hand. There could be a hole in the cup. As he brings the water to his mouth, he smells something with faintness water. Many things that might stop him from drinking the water. Filling up the very, very basic example, but it really hits the nail on the head. The ishtadlus of filling up the cup with water, asking somebody to bring you a cup of water, that's ishtadlus. For ishtadlus, I'm thirsty, so what does Hashem want me to be doing now? He wants me to drink, he wants me to fill a cup of water, but it doesn't mean you're going to drink it. The filling up the cup was just the ishtadlus. That's what Hashem wanted me to do. He wanted me to pour water into a cup. It's a very simple marshal, but he's with Hashem every second and he's doing whatever he needs to do based on what Hashem is letting him know that he wants him to do. This takes a very, very, a lot of work to get yourself out of the way. It's a kach beseda, but we said we're discussing an ideal here. That we mentioned above, shekosu ki mitzvahs habetochon hu mitzvahs hadveikus. Mitzvahs betochon is what? It's your relationship with Hashem, that's all. It's not some high spiritual level. It's not some esoteric event. It's just your relationship with somebody that you trust. That's what it is. Why do you feel secure? Because you're with somebody that's got you covered. If you have to go into a bit of a dodgy neighborhood, you know, it's a bit nervous, whatever. If you happen to know one of the guys that lives there, you know, he's the head of one of the gangs there. So you drive into the neighborhood and it's a bit scary. You know, these like dodgy characters. I mean, you see your friend there. He hops into the car with you. And as it's cool. You're driving on Alexander Township. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but then you see one of these, you know, and he's in the car with you and he's waving at all the guys and all smiling at you. You feel relaxed. So what's betochen? Betochen is you're with somebody that you trust. And not that just you trust, but he's all powerful, he's all knowledge. That's what betochen is. Strip the esoterics out of it. Just bring it down to what it really is. That's the Meshes Chochma. Everything he's doing is Rotzen Hashem. Okay, those are hadargas. The Briskerov testified about himself that he never lifted a finger without consulting Shulchan Aruch first. Okay, that's some darga. We're nowhere near anywhere near there. That's the direction finder. But find one area in your life where you can. 1 minute of the day. Rabbi Victor would have said, if you think about this 1 minute a day, you'd become great. And you know how important it is? Because the Yetzer Hara won't let you do that. That's how you know how important it is. The Yetzer Hara doesn't let you do something that sounds very easy. Find out it's not so simple. Set your alarm clock to go off 3 times today. And for 1 minute, think about this idea. You'll become great. It's one of his 10 steps to greatness. When he means great, he means great. Does anybody ever do it? No, the Yetzer Hara is not going to let you do that because he knows if you'll do it, you'll become great. But it sounds so simple. You try to do it. Yeah. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by another TV and another what? It's all nice. You know, Dessler proves mathematically that it's mathematically impossible to do anything you set out to do. You know that? It's all nice. There's no teva and nice. Difference between teva and nice, the difference, no, not nisim, gilin, nisim, no, no, stop. There is no teva. What's the difference between teva and nice? A number, that's all. Something happens once. If you planted a seed in the ground and a tree grew out of it once, it was the only time it ever happened. It would also be written in Tanakh. But it doesn't happen all, it happens all the time. So we find natural explanations for it. But it's a mess, it's a miracle. There's no nature there. A person's thirsty, he doesn't go look for a shoe, he looks for a cup. Because you'll never hear that. The reason why the world is hidden and the things are hidden for us because we wouldn't have Bechira. But Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, it does work for him because he's already broken through the mask. He's not living on the side of the mask. If you recognize who your friend is with a mask on, there's no point in wearing the mask anymore. He takes it off. Problem is we're still trying to penetrate into there. We live in the world of Hester. We're in Nela. We have to go look for a chef. Why the Shem created the world? I don't know, but there's no nature. The nature there to fool you, that's all. What's a bigger nice? Tira Samasim or a tree growing? Ask yourself, what's bigger? Tira Samasim is much bigger because it only happens not so often. So when you see it happen, it's a wow, what a miracle. That a tree growing out of the ground, it's exactly the same as a dead body standing up out of the ground. You took two things that were dead, you brought in the ground, and both of them grew. The only difference of distance is between Teva and nice. Is a number. That's all. The more it happens, the more it becomes natural. You know, Rav Victor Miller once held up an apple and said, well, you could almost think it's natural. And he didn't mean we're talking about synthetic apples. I mean, this was made in a shim. This is made by Hashem in a factory. This thing didn't grow out of nowhere. And the tree does. You know why the tree has a natural explanation? Because it happens so often, you look for a natural reason. But it's not less natural than it's amazing.
That's existing
components for them. That's the miracle. All the existing components, 10,000 volumes of information, and all the product you need to grow a tree is in that seed. You know what I mean? Tetrabytes. You know what I mean? Tetrabytes of information is on an apple seed. And that's nature? Wow. If you process and think and you learn a bit of Shara Bechin and you learn how to think, you'll realize there's no nature in the world at all. That's Einoid Mavada. There's nothing other than Hashem. That's all. There's not Hunger Sateva Vangosa Anis. It's all this. I don't know about most people. I'm not an anthropologist or a statistician. I'm me. I'm. But that's relevant to you, because you have to know where on the range of betochen and imuna and ishtadus you're holding, are you needing to make more ishtadus, less ishtadus? That's a whole complex sugya of where ishtadus, why ishtadus, how ishtadus. For you, Elisha also made ishtadus to prevent gaiva. I don't have to make ishtadus to prevent gaiva. I don't have to be gaiva dikabas. I have to make ishtadus because I believe in my own effort. Hashem gives me to make ishtadus. You realize ishtadus doesn't do anything. You take it to break it. Each person on his, whatever his mission is, has to deal with the different levels of ishtadus. Some people, it's awesome to make ishtadus. Because if you made half a millimeter of ishtadus, you start believing in your own, that was Chizkiyahu HaMelech. You have to go to sleep. Because if he even doubts, he's going to start attributing his success to his ishtadus. Would you get a doctor that never ever studied anything about medicine? There were people that way, you know that. There's buildings in Yerushalayim, as you know where they were, two buildings that were built by a guy that sat and learned the whole day, you know? He didn't know anything about construction, nothing. But he did Panosa, and he saw an advert when they were looking for a building foreman. They were building a new building. I knew where the building was even. I'd seen it. Still standing. It might have been one of the hospitals. Because Chayim Hospital, maybe. He's got applied for the job. And they said, they spoke to him, they were very impressed, and they hired the job, but he built the building. How do you know how to do that? From Eruvim. You know how to do it from Eruvim. How did the Chazanish know? The Chazanish, Rafira never learned medicine once. He knows more medicine than any doctor in the world. They come from all over the world to consult with him. How? Okay, those are rare exceptions. The person wants to become a doctor, they normally start to see whatever he's going to be. Why is he in med school? It's going to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in med school. Huh? I don't know about the Rambam. What are you asking about the Rambam? Bring me the Mishnah Torah when you're 18 or discuss the Rambam. I don't know what you're talking about the Rambam. The Rambam knew medicine from his Torah. I'm saying if the Chazon Ish knew medicine from learning Torah, and he could paskin life and death shalas based on what he'd learned in Chulin, some of the Rambam also had, I don't know, the Rambam studied medicine in some Egyptian medical school. So okay, fine. So that's what you have to do. You have to do. The Vilna Goyen was a great mathematician. Cramer's theorem was the Vilna Goyen's work. Is that, I don't know. Okay. All right, let's Hashem. We'll start next week. We're going to start the last chelik of the sefer. Well, it's not the last; it's the last of chelik aleph. Bul kaparis yisurim ba'ava. Everyone has yisurim, and we have to see how we relate to our yisurim. What's our relationship with yisurim, and how we come to accept them with love. That's not the poshut. Let's Hashem. That will start next week. Weird meeting.
The system in place you can bring to that before, and also what each other need to do, and that will be by filler, whatever I am lacking, and sorry, whatever I don't have and I feel I'm lacking. That's a condition, and I know, but to filler.